Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are starting a new series this week called Detours, and the main idea of this series is God uses our wrong turns to get us to the right places. When my wife and I first got married about 11 years ago, my in-laws bought us a Garmin. Now, a lot of people won't remember these now archaic, obsolete electronic devices, but back in 2010, they were still amazing, almost essential to our everyday lives. My in-laws lived 9 hours away from us, and they wanted us to have a trustworthy navigation device for when we came to visit. Of course, now we have our phones that we use for everything, including navigation, but before phone navigation really improved, I mean, sometimes you'd set something into your phone and it'd drive you into the middle of a pond, like that episode of The Office. So before phone navigation really improved, we had GPS systems that were basically just a maps app that was in a device. And when you got off track or you missed a turn or somehow you got off the interstate and you were supposed to turn it off and turn it back on, but you're just stopping at the gas station, it would say, recalculating. And after a few seconds of recalculations, it would adjust your route based on the mistake you made and get you back on track just a few seconds later. It never failed that over the course of the road trip of any length we were on, if you missed a turn, like I often did, it would recalculate. And no matter the diversion from the initial route, it always got us to where we needed to go. Never failed to deliver us to our final destination. And in the last parts of the Old Testament book of Genesis, we see the life of Judah is kind of like that. He starts off heading in a certain way, but along the way, he takes several wrong turns. And they're really wrong turns. Included in these wrong turns are selling his brother into slavery, helping fake his brother's death so that his father would be convinced that it was real, that he really did die, even though he's just sold into slavery. And then he kept it covered up for 20 years. And even beyond those three mistakes, Judah made several wrong turns in his life in addition to that. And yet, because we know the end of the story, we can read to the end of Genesis, we know that no matter how many wrong turns he made, he made it to the right destination. Now, I'm not saying that we can live our lives as recklessly as we want, and God will always get us where we want and need to be. I am not saying that. However, God can use our past mistakes, our wrong turns, for our good and for His glory. And even in the face of terrible choices, God can still get us where He wants us to go and ultimately where we want to go and need to go as well. There's no mistake that God cannot recalculate. Now, Judah was living with the consequences of his sin and mistakes and wrong turns for all his life. And so we need to keep in mind that although God can recalculate and get us where we ultimately want and need to go, that it doesn't mean that there aren't consequences, and Judah is a great example of that. He lived with the guilt and the repercussions of his lies and his deceit and his poor decision-making his whole life. But we can be confident that even though there's a lot of pain for us in our choices and a lot of pain for others in our choices, that in the end, if we know Jesus, God will help us like He helped Judah get to our ultimate destination. We can have hope in that. That God can recalculate even our worst decisions. The promise that we have in Christ is that God is working even in our worst mistakes for our good and His glory. If we know Jesus, we can be hopeful that even our biggest mistakes are redeemable, and God will use our detours, our wrong turns, to get us where He wants us to be and ultimately where we want to be and need to be. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. I hope that you'll come back tomorrow and later in the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you can recalculate our lives for us. Thank you that although you can't always save us from the pain and consequences of our mistakes, you can always redeem them. Thank you that you don't waste anything that we go through. And even in the pain, you use that to get us where you want us to be and ultimately where we want to be. Thank you for being that good. We love you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and allow the Lord to help you see where His recalculating grace has led you.